Okay, we are in Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. We are at the two dots, about 10 lines, 10 lines before the bottom of the Amud. Rav Chisda says the Gemara like this: Rav Chisda Shara La Dura Udra Lebe Sadia B'Shabata. So Rav Chisda allowed one to put back the stuffing into a pillow on Shabbos. If you look at Rashi, about 8 lines from the bottom, Rashi says, "Laduri udrila beisadia lahachzir mochin shenaflu min akar l'seichan," to put back the various the stuffing. Then remember, we said mochin refers to anything soft, so he allowed them to put back the soft stuffing into a pillow on Shabbos. Eizvei Rav Chanan bar Chizda, or bar Chizda of Chizda, matirin beisat savar b'Shabbos avalei peischin. One is able to open up a hole in the garment on Shabbos, which has already been made. You can open it up, you can reopen it. Avoloy poischin, but you cannot open it up for the very first time. The ein neisnin esamuchin, lo letechakar, v'lo letechakasis. You're not allowed to put the soft stuffing into a kar or a kesis b'yomtev in tochlema b'Shabbos. So here the Braisa says that one is not allowed to place the stuffing into the kar or into the kesis. Let's just take a look at a couple of Rashis for a minute. Rashi says, Matirin beis hatzavar shederech hakevsin lekoisha, meaning it was the way of the dry cleaner to tie it up when they would clean the garment. Avoloi poischin lechatchila, you cannot open it up, you cannot create a hole initially. Dahashta ovid leimana. But what does it say? It says you're not allowed to place the stuffing into the car, into the kesis. Not on Yom Tov and certainly not on Shabbos. So how can Rav Chisda have allowed such a thing? It says the Gemara leikasha kan mechadati ha bechadati ha ba'atiki. It depends if it's referring to a new pillow or if it's an old pillow. Says Rashi. Rashi says, "V'chadati, if it's new, shaloy hayu me'olam l'seichan aser. It was never there beforehand. You're not allowed to put it inside. The hashta ovid le'mana, because now you are making it into a keli. So the mashmos of Rashi, and this is the way many are medayik, is the hashta ovid le'mana. Now you're making it into a keli." It seems to imply that there's a real Isser D'Oraisa taking place, and that Isser would be Makeh B'Patish, meaning you have finished off a keli, you've made it into a useful item for the very first time. It's Makeh B'Patish, and it's a real Isser D'Oraisa. That seems to be the Mashmos of Rashi. Whereas Ba'atiki, if it's an old one, then lahachziroi, or some of the girsa lahachziron, to put them back, to put all the stuffing back into the thing, lakar zesh enough for me. So just give me 1 second. There's just a knock at the door. 1 second.
Can anybody tell me where you're up to? I came in the middle.
Same question, yes, please.
Anybody tell me where we're up to, please?
Apologies for that. It was just a delivery at the door. We are up to Mem Ches Amud Aleph, and we are 2, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. So again, we asked the kasha. The kasha was that Rav Chisda said it's permitted for a person to put the stuffing back into a pillow. Frag the Gemara kasha. It says in the Brayos, you're not allowed to put stuffing into a pillow. So the Gemara answered and said, Le kasha, it depends if it's new, and you're doing it, you're creating a pillow for the very first time, that's when the Braisa says that it's aser. Whereas if it's an old pillow, the stuffing has been removed, and you're putting it back, then it is permitted to do. So let's just speak about this for a minute to try and understand the very interesting din. So we said, if it's brand new, you're not allowed to do that. Now, there are those who are medayik, and they say that, let's say like this, this din of filling up a pillow for the very first time, is it an Issa D'Oraisa or is it an Issa D'Rabbanan? If it is an Issa D'oraisa, and we're saying the Issa D'oraisa is Makeh B'Patish, meaning you're finishing off a keli. Up until now, it wasn't viable. You couldn't use it for anything. And now, you're doing it for the very first time. If it's an Issa D'oraisa, like is Mashma in Rashi, the Rashi says, the Hashta Ovid Leimana. So, Tzarech Im Katsas, when all the stuffing has been removed from the pillow, why do we say, it's okay, you can put it back? I mean, at the end of the day, right now, don't I have a totally useless item? And only when I put the stuffing in, I'm now making it useful. What do I care that historically, 6 months ago, it used to have stuffing in it? I mean, right now, it's useless. So the Ritva writes and says that if it is an old pillow, you can put it back, says the Ritva, because it doesn't have the appearance of any type of a malacha. It seems to be that the Ritva is understanding, it doesn't look bad. If it's old, it doesn't have the appearance that you're doing a malacha for the first time. In other words, the whole shaila is a shaila of a derabban in any way. Hence, there's room for us to make a chilek between if it's old or if it's new. But as we are medayek from Rashi, the mashmos of Rashi is, it is an issa d'oraisa. That's one thing which comes out of Rashi and the Ritva. Another thing which they're medayek is the following. The Rashi says batiki, which we mentioned some of the girsa, lahach ziron lakar, meaning you're allowed to put back the very same stuffing into the pillow. So some are medayek that the whole heter is to put the very same stuffing which was in the pillow back into the pillow. But if you would put a different stuffing into the pillow, you wouldn't be able to do that. Meaning again, Rashi says, Batike lahar ziron, to put that very same stuffing back, that you're able to do. But if it's a new one, you wouldn't be able to do this. And the Mishnah Berurah in Reishit Zayin writes b'shem the Elya Rabbah that let's say your shoelaces come out of your shoes. Says the Elya Rabbah, okay, you're allowed to put the shoelaces back in the shoes. It's not considered that I'm making the shoe for the very first time now because I've already had the shoelaces in them originally. But it's only the very same shoelaces. But if I put different shoelaces into the shoe, then it's a problem. Then it's a problem.
Is the Makeh B'Patish on the new cushion or a used cushion to put it back?
We're saying the Makeh B'Patish is on a new cushion. When it's new, you're creating it for a table.
Maybe that's why Rashi doesn't mention about Makeh B'Patish.
Well, Rashi says, the Hashta Ovid Leimana. Now you're making it into a mana, which the Achronim say seems to be a Makeh B'Patish. But we're saying when it's old, if it's old, we're saying the Heter is to put back the very same stuffing. Says the Elya Rabbah, if you're putting new shoelaces in, it's a problem. But again, it needs a little bit of a hasbro. Meaning I can hear when it comes to a pillow, I mean the pillow, 90% of the pillow is the stuffing. So I can hear conceptually that if you're putting a different stuffing into the pillow, in essence, it's a new pillow. It's a different pillow. Whereas when it comes to the shoelaces, you've got the shoe. Yes, you need the shoelaces in order for the shoe to remain on your foot and not fly off your feet. But to say that if you put different shoelaces on, it's now considered to be like a different shoe, in my mind, that's a little bit more of a stretch. Another manifestation of this halacha is if you have, let's say, a blow-up ball, like a beach ball. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Poskim say, that if you blew it up once, and then some of the air comes out, you can blow it up again. Because the Makeh B'Patish is only the very first time. I ask Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's different air every time, because every time you're blowing with, obviously, new air. Shlomo Zalman says that's not considered to be new. So you already see a very interesting deal in the Poskim as to when do we say it's considered to be a new keli, when do we say it's an old keli, Is this an issa d'oraisa? Is this an issa d'rabbanim? That is a shaila. Good. Says the Gemara Tanya Navi Hachi. Ein and Nesnin Esamuchim Leilatech HaKav Leilatech HaKastif Beyomtiv Ein Tuch Lema B'Shabbos. So you're not allowed to place it in for the very first time. Not sure, but if it fell out, Machzir, and then you are allowed to put it back. Machzir and Oysan B'Shabbos. And again, here it says Oysan. You can place them back. You can put that back. Machzir and Oysan B'Shabbos. Ein Tuch Lema B'Yomtiv. Fine. Good. Amr Rav Yudam Rav. Ha Peseach Beis Tatsavar B'Shabbos Chayiv Chatas. So we mentioned before, we quoted this brisa of if a person is allowed to be matir the Beis Tatsavar, meaning you have a garment and a hole was already made. When you take it to the dry cleaner, they might sew up the hole. But then you're allowed to open it up because you haven't created the hole. You're not creating the garment. But if you make a hole in the garment for the very first time, Hapiseach Beis Tatsavar B'Shabbos Chayiv Chatas. Says Rashi, Hapiseach Beis Tatsavar Shal Choluk Lechatchila for the very first time, Chayiv Chatas, the Hashtok HaMashvi Lei Mana. Because now you're making it into a keli. Again, the same lashon which Rashi said three lines earlier, the chayiv mishum makib apatish, which also seems to strengthen the diak that we said before. It's the same lashon. He says chayiv mishum makib apatish, unless you say no, maybe the opposite. From the fact that here Rashi says tamash v'le manav chayiv mishum makib apatish, and he didn't say that before. Maybe it's mashma that before was only the rabbanim. They're not so clear. Behind the gemara malacha. So that is Rav Yudam Rav's din. Tapaseh Beis Tatsavar B'Shabbos Chayiv Chatas. Mask of Lord Kahana. Rector of Kahana Kasha. Ma Beinzu Limagufa Sachavis. Why is this different in the case of the seal of a barrel? The covering of a barrel. Says Rashi. The Tanya Viperek Chavish Nishba. We learn later on. Maybe Adam Chavis. A person is able to bring a barrel. Or mat is as Resha Besayef, and you can saw off the top of the barrel with a sword. And you can serve its contents to guests. Magupa says Rashi, Eina min achavis, atzma, it's not actually part of the barrel itself. Avabi shedvuka bay, even though it's attached. Eina chashiv chibor, it's not really properly attached. Shari linotel emedis, it's made to be removed. But if you have one single garment, and it has yet to have a hole, the whole thing is considered to be one garment. This Rashi is really going on the answer of the Gemara. The Gemara's cash was, why is the case of a garment any different than the case of Megupas HaChavis? Amalei Rava, k'ze chibur, v'ze eina chibur. If it's one garment, and I've yet to create a place for my head, it's all one garment. And therefore, if I make a hole for my head, that is considered to be that it's a chibor, and I'm creating a hole in the chibor, and it's a makib apatish. Whereas, when it comes to the barrel, even if there is a lid, even if the lid is stuck on, it's clearly not made to be part of the barrel. It's not considered to be a proper chibor, and hence it's mutter. So the Gemara continues now, speaking about when and when do we not say something is considered to be a chibor. So it's more like this. Tanan or some of the gears of Tanya. Shlal shol kevsin. V'shal shelis shol maftechais. V'habeged shu tafer b'kilayim. We have three examples of items which are attached together. You have either, let's say, items of laundry. And they are attached together with a string. Shlal shol kevsin. We'll see Rashi in a second. Or you have a shal shelis shol maftechais. You've got keys which are all attached together with a ring or with a string of sorts. V'habeged yutafer b'kilayim. Let's say you've got two woolen garments which are attached together with linen string. The din is chibor. Our gears is chibor latuma. Some take out the word latuma. Right, it's mashm Rashi. It did have a gear. It's a chibor latuma. It's considered to be a chibor, meaning if one beged or if one item becomes tameh, the other items also become tamei. Ad sheyaschil lahatir, until you begin to untie it. So let's just remind ourselves. We know that a keli is only able to become tamei from an av hatuma. Once the keli becomes tamei from an av hatuma, the keli is a rishon. If this rishon now touches another keli, the keli is tahar, because this keli is only tamei from an av hatuma. This is a rishon. So if this Mishnah or Braisa says that it's a chibur for inyani tuma, and by definition it must be saying that all of these vessels are considered to be attached and joined, so that if you touch one vessel and the other vessels are tame, it must be that it's considered to be one chibur, one unit. Otherwise, by definition, you would not be able to have the other items becoming tame. Says Rashi, let's see Rashi over here. Rashi says, Shlashal kevsim darkim lishloel habegadim, they would string together clothes, ze'im ze' ketanim im gedelim kadei shlo yevdu, so that they wouldn't become lost. U beged shetafru bikilayim, meaning the hein shtei haticha shal beged, tzemer, two pieces of woolen garments, shetafru mechut, shal pishten, and you connect them together with a linen string. What's the significance of that? Says Rashi. Devade sefer likara. Well, he parid zem izem, shem isekilayim. Clearly, you're not going to keep them like that because of the isekilayim. Behein shlal shal kevsim. And the same is true when it comes to the string of washed clothing. Sefer li parid. You're obviously going to wear each item individually. And therefore, you're going to take them apart. Afilu achi chibur lituma. Nevertheless, it's considered to be that they're joined together, legabi tuma, the nitmezeh, nitmezeh. If one becomes tame, the other one is also tame, which by definition must mean that it's a chibor, because otherwise a kli is only a mekabel tuma from an av. And if item number one became tame and it's a rishon, it wouldn't be able to be metame the other ones. That is, ad sheyaschil lahatir, says Rashi, the masa meitzi miyad meisa, once you do one action, that removes the previous action when you connect them together. The kaven shehischa lahatir, once you started to untie it, goli al yidei meisa de lav chad begedu. You are megaladas, but it's not one beged. So what's the point of this? Says the Gemara, alma you see, shalei b'shas malacha nami chibur. So you see, even if it's not at the time when you're necessarily using these things, you don't necessarily need these things to be tied up and strung together, the chibur remains. Meaning to say like this, Rashi says that why did they tie the garments together when they would wash them? Because you don't want them to go missing. Like some people, when they wash their socks, they put all of their socks in a sock bag. Because otherwise, one of the socks will get lost and you won't have a pair. So, you do it so they're not going to be lost. But once you've finished washing the garments, you don't really need the connection anymore. So maybe you'll say that b'medvarim amurim, that it's considered to be a connection, it's only b'shas malacha when it's essential for them to be connected. But once it's no longer essential for them to be connected, maybe if a sheretz touches one, we're not going to say the rest of it becomes tummy. Maybe we should say that, and we don't say that. So the Gemara is medayik. Alma shalei b'shas malacha nami chibur. So you see, if so, even when it's not the actual time of malacha, nevertheless, the chibur remains. V'remenu I'll ask you a stira. I'll ask you a stira, because it says, makel, she'asoyu yad likardim. If you have a stick, and you make it into a handle for an axe, or for a shovel, chibur latuma, b'shas malacha, it's considered to be one item and one keli, only so long as you're digging, as you're cutting down trees. But the diuk is, b'shas malacha in, shalei b'shas malacha loy. It's only so long as it's together. So, yeah. Let's just see the Rashi on that. If you look at Rashi Makel, Rashi says, Makel shall eat some ba'alma, shall so yad le kardim shalei kavu le seichai, you just made it as a handle. Chibur b'shas malacha, v'afal pi de ba'anbe nafshe, pshutik liyetz, le mekabli tuma, just a piece of wood without a receptacle is not mekabli tuma, hacha beis yadu. It's now the handle for a metal keli, Venis Rabu Yodais Lahol Teres Kalim from the word Aiha Aichel, the Perak Arva Rated. So here the kash is that you see that even Shalai the Dafka Bishas Malacha is considered to be a Chibur, but if it's Shalai Bishas Malacha, it's not considered to be a Chibur. Says the Gemara, now Amalei Hasim Shalai Bishas Malacha Adam Asu Lazar Kilabena Eitzim, in the case of the handle, being that it's Shalei B'Shas Malacha, a person would just chuck it out, meaning it's an inexpensive piece of wood, which you happen to use together as a makeshift handle. Once you're finished, you chuck it out. Whereas, Hacha Shalei B'Shas Malacha, Nami Nichalei, Deimitanfei Adem Mechverlohu. Meaning in the case, let's say, of the example of the clothes which are strung together, if one of the garments becomes soiled, then you're quite happy about the fact that it's connected, because then you'll rewash all of them together, and therefore the chibur is beneficial for you, even when you're not actually washing them together. So that's the difference. So it's good and it's beneficial for you to have these items all connected, and hence, even shalei b'shas malacha, it's considered to be a chibur. Fine. Says the Gemara, Besura, Masnulala Hashmaita Mishmaita Rav Chisda. In Surah, they learn the following Gemara in the name of Rav Chisda. But Pumbadisa, Masna Mishmaita Rav Kahana, Varmila Mishmaita Rava. In Pumbadisa, they learn the following Gemara, even in the name of Rav Kahana or Rava. And it's the following. Man, Tana, Ha, Mil, Siddha, Amra, Baran, Kalam, Chubar, Lai, Hareyu, Kamayu. Who is the Tana who said that anything which is connected to it is like it? Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir. Let's just see Rashi to get clear exactly what we're talking about. Rashi in the middle of the Amud. Kol HaMechubar Lo, Kegoin Shlal Shel Kavsim. Like this example which we just quoted. Da Amaron La'el, Chibor V'Nitzma, Avzeh Shalei Nagaboy Atuma, even the garment which didn't actually come in direct contact with the Tuma. Vilav de Chiburu Avitar. Had it not been that it is a Chibur, Ubitar, Avagav de Nagabahai, the Inkli Megabal Tuma, Alami Avatuma. So who is the Tana who says that there's this concept of Chibur even though it's Shalei B'Shas Malacha and so on? So said Rabbi de Marav, it's Rabbi Meir. This man, we have a Mishnah in Kalim. Says the Mishnah like this. We're basically speaking about, if you can imagine, a Kira. We've had Kira many times. And we know that a Kira is really just like an upside down pot. And there's places to put two pots on top. And there's also a opening. So you've got a Kira. And on the outside of the Kira, you've got little pockets, little ledges, little areas where you're able to put other little trinkets, other little jugs, around the outskirts, around the circumference and the perimeter of this kira. So we say like this, Beis HaPach, Beis HaTavlin, or Beis HaNer Shebekira. So in other words, I'm starting with my kira, and then on the outside of the kira, I've got a little ledge, a little area where I put a little pach of shemen, and then I've got another little area where I keep my spices, and another area where I keep my ner. And all of these are within the frames of the kira. Metamin b'mago, the eid metamin b'avir divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir says, let's say if a sheretz touches the inside of this kira, everything and all the areas and all the kalim which are touching, everything becomes tamei divrei Rabbi Meir. It's metame b'magi, the ein metame b'avir, but if it merely goes into the airspace, it's not going to be metame. And we'll see why. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon mitahir. And Rabbi Shimon says it's mitahir across the board. Not only if it goes into the aerospace, but even if it actually touches the inside of the keli, still everything is tahar. the base of pach and the base of tavlin and the kelim which are there, everything is tahar. Let's just see a couple of Rashi's. Rashi says, "Beis hapach, beis hatavlin, beis haner shebekira, kira zum mitaltelasi. It's movable. Umechubarin la kli cheres ketanim, and it has attached to it small kli cheres. Beis hapach shemeshivim b'seich shemen lahafshe. You put, let's say, congealed or very cold oil to thaw." And these things are metame b'mage, meaning im nofla tuma ba'aviran eila avir hakira v'noga tuma l'shule hakira, meaning it actually goes in and touches the bottom, it goes in and it touches the bottom of the kira, nitmu gam elo, all of these things become tame, einoga tuma l'shuleim shal elo, or if the tuma touches the bottom of these three little kelim, Nitmas Akira. The Kira becomes Tami also. Whereas we said the Ein Mitamin Betumas Akira, Kalemar Betumas Avir, meaning Shem Nafal Sheretz Ba'avir Akira, if a Sheretz falls in to the just the airspace of the Kira, Balinoga Tuma Bedeif Neha Hitmea, and we said Rav Shimon is metar. So one more time. I have my kira, and I have little areas on the sides of the kira. If a sheretz goes in and touches the actual bottom of the kira, all of the little areas on the side where I keep my jugs and I keep my spices, everything becomes tummy. And so too, if the sheretz touched something on the outside, the kira also becomes tummy. But if a sheretz merely goes in the airspace and doesn't touch, then the kira is tummy, but the little sections on the outside remain tar. And Rabbi Shimon says, it's always tar. So ask the Gemara the following. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Shimon, Kesav Alav Kekira Damo. Shitas Rav Shimon is very clear, cut and dry. It simply is not considered to be part and parcel of the kira. And therefore, he categorically rejects that if one section becomes tame, the other sections become tame. And he's consistent. It's very good, it's glatt. Ela Rabbi Meir, Mimanov Shach. I kira damu, if these side areas are part of the kira, Afir ba'avir nami litmu, they should become tame with avir. Ilav kikira damu, and if they're not considered to be a part of the kira, afir ba'mage nami loy litamu. Even with mage, it shouldn't be metama. So, mimanav shecha doesn't make sense. So the Gemara, li'olam, lav kikira damu. Meaning, shitas Rabbi Meir, he really holds like a shimon. And really, when you have a kira, and you have these little side pockets around, it's lav kikira damu, and really Rav Shimon is correct, migiraisa, it's correct, it's lav kikira damu, the rabbonin hu de gozrabu, and it's simply a din de rabbonin. Frag de Gemara, okay, good, but still, why not be consistent? E gozrabu afiru avinami litmu. And that we say no, like we've seen several times in the Masechta, that of dubuhu rabbonin he keira, we have to make some type of a leniency over here, because otherwise, if we would say that it's metama, not only b'mago, but even b'avir, so then you would make the mistake of saying that it's mamish kekira domu midyaraisa, and if truma or kodshim touched a kira which is tame, we would say that even the outside things are going to be tame, and you would actually burn the truma and the kachim, which is an isadiraisa. So in order to prevent us from doing an isadiraisa, we had to say it's only going to be tame if it actually touches the bottom, as opposed to if it just goes within the airspace. Good. Says the one like this, Tana Rabbanan. Then I want mispiris shall prokim the ismel shall rehitni. So you have a, basically you've got scissors, and the scissors came apart. So now you've got basically two blades, or you've got an ismel shall rehitni, which you have some type of a, if you look at Rashi, four lines down from the bottom, plina. It's basically a plane of sorts, which is used to smoothen out wood. Plina, shemamachakim ba, esatrisim. You use it to smooth down trisim. Venosin habarizal latich tfushal eitz. You place the piece of metal inside a little compartment of wood. Hamasukin lai, which is prepared for it. Ula acham alachte, neit layemenu. And once you've finished, you remove it. So the din is that chibur latuma, the ein chibur lahazar. It's considered to be one keli with regards to tuma, that if one part of the scissors becomes tamei, the other part of the scissors becomes tamei. If one part of the plane becomes tamei, the metal piece which goes inside becomes tamei also. And so too, vice versa. So legabi tuma, these things are considered to be like one. But legabi hazah, meaning once they're tamei, and now you need to be matar them from tuma's mace, if you only are maza on one piece, it's not considered that you are maza on the entire keli. If you're only maza on the metal piece of the plane, the wooden piece remains tamei, and vice versa. So legabi tuma, we say if one bit became tummy, the other piece became tummy. Legabi hazor, we don't say that. So again, asks the Gemara, what's going on? Asks the Gemara, manavshach, I chiburu, if it's considered to be a connection, afilu lahazor nami. Even with regards to being mitarit, we should say once you've spritzed on one part, it's as if you've spritzed on the whole keli. We shouldn't say if one piece became tummy, the rest of it became tummy. So Amar Rava, some say Rabba, Devar Torah b'shas malach chibur. Midyaraisa, so long as it's attached, it's a connection. Bein latuma, bein lahazah, for everything. For tuma, for hazah. Shalei b'shas malach. And if it's not actually together and being used together, ein chibur leila tuma v'leila hazah, it's not considered to be a connection, not for tuma and not for hazah. And therefore what the Gemara is going to say is that we're always going to be machmer either way. We're going to be machmer legabi tuma and we're going to be machmer legabi hazah. So says the Gemara, v'gozru rabon al tuma shalei b'shas malacha. Mishum tuma shebashas malacha. Meaning, let's speak it out. If it is tuma shaloi b'shas malacha. So if it's shaloi b'shas malacha, we should say that if one piece became tummy, then the other piece is not tummy, because it's not a chibra anymore. But nevertheless, we want it to be metame both pieces, even though it is shaloi b'shas malacha, because if we didn't do that, the concern is even when it's being used as a scissors together, b'shas malacha, you might say, no, only this piece became tamei, not this piece. Hence, we needed to be machmer. And so too, v'al hazah b'shas malacha, mishum hazah shalei b'shas malacha. Why did we say that if you spritz on one piece, the other piece is not tamei? We, even if the two are being used together, when in theory, if you're mazon one, it's now considered to be one single keli. But for fear that if you're no longer using it together and you're mazon one, you might come to say this piece also became tahar. So therefore, whatever thing we're dealing with, we have to be machmer. Legabi tuma, it's a chumra to say both pieces become tamei, even shaloi b'shas malacha. Legabi hazah, it's a chumra to say that even b'shas malacha, when you're mazan one, the other one doesn't become tahar. So therefore, we're machmir l'kan u l'kan. Okay, good. Now we said back in the Mishnah, we said that when it comes to meichin, tevin, zogin, meichin, and asabim, the final four of the Mishnah, the only time you're not allowed to do hatzmana is when they are lach, when they are wet. But when they are dry, you're allowed to be matzmin. So it says the Gemara like this: Iboilo lachin machmas atzman, oidilma lachin machmas dover acher. Says Rashi, lachin machmas atzman, mechama mois tvei melachin machmas mashkin shenefim aleyin mishayavshu. So Rashi says, if they have their own intrinsic moisture inside, then it's much more of a catalyst of conducting heat than if they became wet from something on the outside. So when we say in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to use them if they are wet, if they are moist, doesn't mean if they are wet and moist from their own natural juice, or is it even if it's wet and moist because you poured water over it? That is the way Rashi learns. It's interesting, the Rambam learns the opposite. The Rambam says like this, he mentions a list of things, and he says these cannot be used, Bizman Shehem Lachim Vafilu Machmas Atzman, even if the wetness is only from themselves. Kol Shekein, if the wetness comes from outside, it's more of a problem, says the Rambam. So it's interesting, the Rambam learns the Gemara the opposite. But we'll stick with Rashi for now. So we're saying that we say that you're not allowed to use these last four to insulate when they're wet. Is it when they are wet only from their own natural, its own natural moisture? Or is it even if it's from an outside source? Says the Gemara Tashma, Leibe Tevin, Leibe Zogin, Leibe Meichin, Leibe Asavim, Bizman Shehein Lachin. So we mention these four things when they're wet, when they're moist. So we say, E Amriz Bishlema Lachin Machmas Dover Acher Shapir. If Shat in wet and moist means from outside, from an outside source, that makes sense. Eli Amriz Lachin Machmas Atzma, but if it means if it's wet from its own liquid, from its own moisture, so muchin lachin machmas atzmeich mishkaches lo. Where would you ever have a case of fleece or cotton and the like that it's wet because of its own moisture? Where is there wetness in the fleece of an animal? The animal's fleece is dry. So what does that mean? Says the Gemara, no. Mimarto debeni atmo. Really, it could be referring to moisture from it itself, and it's referring to mimarta deveni atma. Zakt Rashi, last Rashi on the sugya. Rashi says mimarta deveni atma mitzemer hanimrat mibein yachiser shalbeima. So it's referring to the wool and the fleece which has been plucked between the thighs, the legs of the animal. Shumolizeya, it's full of sweat. And it's considered to be moist from it itself. We're referring it to it as a different name because that particular bit is not something which you use for fleece. So says the Gemara, really, it could be referring to moisture from it itself. Where do you have that by? By muchin, if it's the fleece which has been taken from a particular part of the animal. Reg the Gemara of Ahadu Tani Ravishia, Taimim Bixus Yavesha, Uba Paris Yavashin, Avalay Bixus Lach, Avalay Paris Lachin. Reg the Gemara, Xus Lach, Amachmas Atzma, Hechmishkachisla. Asks the Gemara the same question. Where do you have this concept of Xus, of clothing, where it's got its own moisture? Says the Gemara the same thing. Mimarto Deveni Atzma. It's referring to what clothing has been made from fleece, which comes from a particular sweaty part of the animal. And that's what we're referring to. Okay, good. Let us see weiter. Zog the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Taimnin b'ksus ube peiris b'kan b'yena ube neser shal harashim ube neris shal pishta. So you can be matmin in clothing and in fruit, in the feathers of doves, and in the shearings or the shavings, I should say, of a carpenter, and the little bits and pieces of flax. Rabbi Yehuda Oyser B'daka Umatze B'gaset. So Shaila figures the word dak in the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda asers if it's dak, and he matters if it's gas. Are we going to see later on the Gemara? It's going to be a Shaila if Rabbi Yehuda was referring to Harashin, or is he referring to Pishtam? Fine. Says the Gemara like this. Says the Gemara, Amr B'yanai Tfilin, Tzrichin Guf Naki Ke Elisha Bal Knafayim. So, says Rabbi Yehuda, when it comes to a person wearing tefillin, there is a requirement of a guf naki, of a clean body, just like Elisha Bal Knafayim. So ask the Gemara Mai, what does that mean? Meaning, you're going to tell me, we're going to learn something about this big tzaddik, Elisha Bal Knafayim, but do you mean to say that only someone who is, so to speak, on par with Elisha Bal Knafayim is the only one who's allowed to wear tefillin? So what do you mean? So we qualify, we explain. Abaya Arana means Shaliyah Fiach Behen, that a person should not pass wind when they wear tefillin. Rav Amar Shaliyah Yishin Behen. That means you shouldn't fall asleep whilst wearing tefillin. Let's just see Rashi and Tesis. Rashi says, Shaliyah Fiach Shiyach Lahamid Atzmai, B'shas haruach, person is able to hold himself back when they need to pass wind. And by the way, this is the reason why we're not mechanech children in tefillin. Usually when it comes to being mechanech children, we're mechanech children to wear tzitzis, and we're mechanech children to take a lulav. The reason why we're not mechanech children to wear tefillin is based on this Gemara, because the Gemara says that one needs to have a guf nak, you need to have a clean body. And the concern is that children might not have a clean body. That was the first Rashi. Says Rashi, Vaiter, Shaloi Yishan Behan, thanks so much. Shaloi Yishan Behan, you shouldn't fall asleep. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Shemi Afiach, because again, once a person is asleep, perhaps they will pass wind. O Yira Keri. Or perhaps a person might be roya keri in their sleep. Avolim yachol yizayir shalayishan behen. But as long as a person is able to ensure that they don't fall asleep, then we say, kol hagufim nikiyim ba'afacha shiachivim lahamad atzman. Meaning, according to the way Rashi is learning, Rava is the mekel. Rava is saying, you know what, you Abai, you are concerned that Shalaya Fir Behen, I'm not concerned. As long as a person is not going to doze off, I'm not concerned Shalaya Fir Behen. We can assume that Kol Hagufim Nikiyim B'Afach Shechilim Lahamed Atzman, we have that assumption. But if there is concern that the guy is going to fall asleep, then and only then is it a problem. It's interesting, Tesis learns the opposite way around. Maybe we'll leave it for now, but Ein Shom, Tesis learns the opposite way around. Maybe we just take a look at the beginning of Tesis, Dibra Mascho, Ki Elisha Bal Knafayim. Tesis says, L'hachi Nakit Elisha Demistama, Kaven Shanasa Le Nase, but Tfilin, we're going to mention a Nase which took place to him with his Tfilin. So clearly, Hayuzahir Ben, Bahayale Guf Naki. Umizeh HaTam, says Tesis, Ein Anu Yechelim Li Potter. If this reason in and of itself is not a reason why we should patter ourselves from wearing tefillin all day, we are, in theory, able to be careful with some of these things. And then Tesis goes on to say, so if so, why, Taka, are we not makpit to wear tefillin all day? And there's an interesting discussion, but there are those who say, halach lamaisa, that the reason why we don't wear tefillin all day is also because of this reason. Because there's a requirement of guf naki. So let's see the maisa. As the Gemara says, Amai kari lei Elisha bal knafayim, shepamachas gozra malchus haremi arisho gezeira al Yisrael shekolam eneach tefillin yinakru es moichay. So it was a case of Shas Hashmad, and they said, anyone who wears tefillin, we will poke out his brain, basically. And she says, Yinakru es moichay shehu tachas tefillin. So v'hoye Elisha menicham. And Elisha wore tefillin. And we'll come back to this in a minute. V'yetzel ashuk. And not only did he wear tefillin, he wore them publicly in the shuk. Ro'ol kazdar echad. So one of the generals, one of the officers saw him. And rots miponov. And he ran away. Rots after, he ran after him. Even shagia etzle, once he caught him up. Notlon mireishi, he quickly took them off his head. And he held it in his hand. It's interesting, it doesn't mention anything about the tefillin shel yad. I don't know if that means because the tefillin shel yad were concealed. We know when it comes to the tefillin shel yad, really a person ideally should cover it over. It's supposed to be lecha. It's supposed to be for you. Al yadecha, ula teitofez bein inecha. But tefillin shel yad is supposed to be concealed. So maybe the kazda never saw that. So he took off his tefillin shel yad and he put it in his hand. Amar Loi said to him, Ma ze biodecha, what do you have? Amar Loi kanfe yoina. He said, I just have the wings of a dove. Pasha des yada, he opened up his hand, v'nimtza kanfe yoina. And lo and behold, there was this incredible miracle, and the tefillin turned into kanfe yoina. And that's what Tosas meant when Tosas said that clearly he must have been mitzayin and extremely careful and had a guf naki in order for him to have been zeicha to have this incredible nace with his tefillin. Says the Gemara, Ma'ishna kan for yoina misha ofis. Why specifically a yoina? Mishum de'amtel kinesis Yisrael a yoina. We are nimshal to a yoina. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Kan v'yena nechpa ba'kesef v'goymer ma yena knafeh meginas alah." Just like a yena, its wings protect it. Af Yisrael mitzvahs meginas alayin. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, "Kan v'yena k'dem varsh v'kamei mipnei sheheim mitzvahs sheheim meginas liYisrael." The mitzvah is magen on Klal Yisrael. The Havilahem Kiknafayim Layona, it's like the wings of a dove. Shinim Shellas Layena Vamitsis Kiknafayim Knafamaginas Allah, Min Hatsina from the cold, Umikol Aif and from other birds. The Odama Ba Allah, Hinochemesumaka Bereish Kapo, it uses the top of its wing, Mashen Kimisha Aifois. Now there's a very interesting deal here in the Rishonim and Achronim as to why was Elisha bal Knafayim justified in doing what he did? Meaning, at the end of the day, this is a mitzvah saseh. Is one allowed to give of their life for a mitzvah saseh?
And also, what about in some
on nes? Yeah, correct. That's also true. I mean, he clearly was not reliant on nes. He didn't necessarily assume that this would happen to him. So that's good for the question. To the extent that he didn't assume that an ace would happen to him, why was he allowed to do this? So somebody should him say that even though there is no din yahareg v'al yavar on a gzeira levatel amitzis asay, nevertheless it was mutter for him initially to wear tefillin, even though by doing so he put himself in danger. Even though, right, he's not, and he was not chayiv misa for doing so. Why? Because even though there's no obligation of yavar v'al yehoreg, but by gzera to be mevatel mitzvah aseh, a person nevertheless has schar if he wants to be moisa nefesh b'shas hashmad. And he is able to do so. So there's no dinya yehoreg v'al yavar v'al yehoreg, that he should have done this. There's no such din. Nevertheless, he was allowed to be Moisei Nefesh B'Shas HaShmat. That's the way some Rishonim say. It's interesting, the Rambam in Perek Hei, if you say the Atar Alach HaDalad, the Rambam paskins and says, Kol mi shenamer bo yavar va'al yehoreg, any person about whom the Psak Halacha is, be over the Avera, and don't allow yourself, don't be killed, v'nerag, and they get killed, v'le avar, paskins the Rambam, it was wrong, harezim ischayiv v'nafshei, and you don't get any reward for what you've done. And you are, in essence, mechuyev misim. And the guy is obviously already dead, but you are mechuyev misim. So says the Lech Mishnah over there, that according to the Rambam, we cannot say, he says, Iach shalema she'ein din yehoreg val yavar b'gzeira al mitzvah saseh. We cannot say, according to the Rambam, that there's no din of yehoreg val yavar by mitzvah saseh. Because if so, it would have been osir, says the Lech Mishnah, to put tefillin on and to put himself a shas sakana. Because the Rambam says, any time there's a din of yavar va'al yehoreg, if a person is machmir, then it's mischayev b'nafshei. Elamai must be that shitas Rambam is that even when it comes to mitzvahs asay, we will say yehoreg va'al yavar, and so on. And he says that the reason why Elisha took the tefillin off when the officer came towards him is because he was already mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin on that day, and therefore he didn't need to wear it anymore. But an interesting dion in the Rishonim as to whether or not there is a din of Yehoreg val Yavar, Yavar val Yehoreg, by mitzvah asay, or only by Aleis asay. Let's just get to the Mishnah. We said, the last thing we said in the Mishnah was, Rabbi Yehuda oyser bedaka, umatir begasa. Meaning he is chelik on the Tanakam, and he says that if the shavings are thin, you're not able to use it. So says the Gemara, iboilehu Rabbi Yehuda aneseris shel harashin koi. Is he referring to the shavings of the carpenter? Is that what he's referring to? Or is he referring to the leftover bits of flax? Tashma, the Tanya reviewed the Omer, and the Irish Pishton Daka, if there are little leftover bits of flax which are thin and fine, Hare hi kezevel, it's considered to be like Zevel, and it's considered to be Mesev Hevel. Shmamina, an Irishal Pishtim Koy Shmamina. So it must be when Rabbi Yehuda made that distinction, made that qualification, and he asked Bedaka, he was referring to specifically Pishtan as opposed to Neseri Shal Harashim. By Neseri Shal Harashim, he agrees all Neseri Shal Harashim you're allowed to do Atmana with. Okay, we'll call it here, and we will pick it up tomorrow.